Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball, as we all hold our breath and pray that baseball can come back. You had some positive tests. You had more and more organizations saying that they had people in the organization very asymptomatic. And well, who knows if they can all get it together and get back out on the baseball field real soon, with intake beginning on the first of this month, of this upcoming month, I should say, of July. Bill Shakin, baseball writer for the LA Times. You can find him at Bill Shakin on Twitter, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're just anticipating the start of stuff. You know, you got the NBA, and hopefully the Bucks can make a run, but more so, when it comes to Major League Baseball, at least we've got a season to talk about. Now, whether we get to it, we'll have to wait and see. What is the trepidation right now for many organizations as guys begin to kind of congregate, and now they're starting to come out that more and more players, more and more personnel are testing positive?
Well, I think it's the Major League Baseball and the Players Association have put together what they consider is a schedule that minimizes the risk. It does not eliminate the risk. Even the NBA in a bubble in Orlando cannot eliminate the risk. It's a little bit better situation in a bubble, but you know, viruses don't care about bubbles and hotels and ballpark security. The virus does what it wants. So I think the greatest concern is that at a time coronavirus cases are spiking across the West and the Southwest and Florida, you're going to have ball players getting on planes to come from their homes and report to their teams. So there could be some transmission of the virus that way. Then we'll get back test results, see how that goes. And ultimately, in a couple weeks after teams start training and the July 23rd start of the season gets closer, Major League Baseball will have to decide, okay, we've done all the planning. We think we can keep it safe. But now what's happened over these past few weeks? Is it enough? And it is not 100% that this season starts on schedule.
Do you feel that the 60 games, because we've been talking about this, and David Stearns, the general manager of the Brewers, said, look, it's not a dash to the finish line. And I'm like, look, I don't think you can allow guys to get off to slow starts. I think you got to have a quick hook with pitchers that start to give up runs. You can't afford to go 2-8 over a 10-game stretch. And this is going to be a drastically different-looking managed season, wouldn't you assume?
Yeah, I think the thing most people are probably going to notice right away is that there is going to really be no such thing as a quality start, possibly for all the season, because when guys come out of a three-week spring training, nobody's going to be throwing 6 and 7 innings. Guys aren't conditioned to that. The only reason spring training in a normal year takes 6 weeks is to get the starting pitchers ready. Everybody else is ready in 2 or 3 weeks. The hitters actually hate being there for so long. So the first couple turns, you might have a starter make a 3-inning start, a 4-inning start, not because of ineffectiveness, just because that's where they are in terms of endurance. And that's part of the reason why the rosters are going to be enlarged to start the season. So depth of a pitching staff is going to be more important than how great your starters are, because no matter how great your starters are, they're not going 7. And you know, I can tell you just a brief story from 1990. Mark Langston had just signed a record-setting contract with the Angels. It was, sit down for this, $16 million for 5 years.
Wow.
So they ran him out there for his first start, but there had been a lockout, and spring training was, hey, 3 weeks. And he had a no-hitter going in his first start, and he was supposed to go 4 or 5 innings. And they let him push through to 7 innings, and finally he said, I can't physically do this anymore. And he took himself out of a no-hitter.
Do you think that that there's legitimacy to the season? And I've asked this question, like if the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, even the Brewers, if they win this thing, yeah, you know what? I look at it and say, you know, some of these better teams that we thought were good got hot. They got hot at the right time. They managed their way into it, and they won. Let's say Pittsburgh or Detroit or somebody gets hot. Do we then look at this season and go, this isn't right?
You know, everybody's playing under the same rules, so the season isn't, you know, 162 games for some teams. It's going to be 60 for everybody, and there's going to be a winner at the end of it. And I don't think, you know, take March Madness, for example. Is it the best team that always wins the basketball championship, or is it a team that plays the best for 3 weeks? Well, the champion this year is going to be the one that plays the best for 3 months.
Looking at this season, is there one team that you feel has a distinct advantage because of the shortened season?
I don't know if there's any one necessarily. I mean, the one thing you're going to want is a deep pitching staff, but on the other hand, everybody's going to have a 30-man roster to start with. They're going to have this 60-man player pool. So, you know, you'd want to look at the teams with the best talent. I think the one thing that would stand out in my mind once you get away from pitching is that if you've only got a regular season that's 2 months, you're not going to really be factoring in some of the rest days for players that you normally have to worry about, some of the platoons. You're just going to have guys going hard probably just about every day. So while there are a number of teams in this situation, I would say from where I'm at here in Southern California, the Angels would be one of those teams that, you know, they're going to run Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon and Andrelton Simmons and Justin Upton out there every day. And Shohei Ohtani is going to pitch and hit, which he was not able to do both of last year. And maybe those star-heavy teams will get a little bit of a break because they don't have to rely on the depth as much as they might have over a six-month season.
The possibility, depending on the municipality, for fans in the stands, I still think it's a real possibility. I don't know how much of a financial impact it'll have regarding the owners and what they can recoup. But I would look for, I mean, I guess I'm maybe thinking optimistically, but I'm looking for some stands to be filled with, say, 5,000-10,000 fans by the time the season gets underway and maybe gets into a month of the season. Do you feel that this season's going to have fans in the stands at all?
Because everything in this country right now in terms of response to the virus is left to local and state authorities, attendance at games is part of that. And I can tell you that, you know, here in California, the governor has made very clear that he doesn't want to see packed crowds anywhere until there's a vaccine for the virus or an effective treatment. But in Florida and in Arizona and in Texas, governors have said in recent times, they're fine with crowds, and I believe it's just going to be a patchwork thing. I think it's fascinating, though, that after the owners spent the better part of 3 months trying to convince players to renegotiate a salary agreement since the players should take less because there were going to be no fans in the stands, as soon as that negotiation was over, the owners started talking about fans in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking is that one of the reasons they feel that maybe they can recoup a little bit. And I don't know how much 5,000-10,000 people are going to add because you still have to pay personnel to come in and open up concessions and things like that and what that's going to look like. I know there's a lot of uncertainty regarding that, but I'm thinking you're going to at least see some stands that are going to have some fans there. I know the Korean Baseball League is starting to say, okay, we want to bring some fans back, obviously socially distance them, but I would assume at some point we're going to see fans in the stands. Hey, real quick, a team like the Brewers, Craig Counsell has been the manager that has gotten the most at times from the least, or at least from the least of the most competitive teams in the league, but they've managed it very different. Do you think that this fast season bodes well for the managerial styles and the way they use sabermetrics and such with the Brewers organization?
I think what bodes well for the Brewers, two things. One is that you have an owner who's actually willing to spend to win, which unfortunately not every owner is. But more importantly, there's a creativity there. And so, you know, remembering a couple of years ago in the playoffs where everybody was caught up in, you know, are the Brewers using starters or openers or relievers? And, you know, Craig Counsell's talking about, we're just using outgetters. We don't really care what they're
right.
called or what, you know, their traditional role is. And that's the kind of flexibility you're going to need, because there's going to be things that happen this season that no one anticipates. We're just going to discover them as we go along. And the teams that have the flexibility and the organizational culture to accept that, instead of having players and coaches fight it, they're the ones that are going to be more successful.
Bill, great stuff. I certainly appreciate your time. Stay safe out there, and I'm just glad that we're talking about baseball.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bill Shankin, baseball writer for the LA Times, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.